Welcome to the Wellbeing Scriptures for today. Our motivation in this podcast is to be wealthy, healthy, and wise, based on God's Word, which gives life to our mortal bodies. It's MBA here again. We're reading again from the Message translation, and we're starting as usual with health scriptures. Psalm 103:1-5. Oh my soul, bless God. From head to toe, I will bless his holy name. Oh my soul, bless God. Don't forget a single blessing. He forgives your sins, everyone. He heals your diseases, everyone. He redeems you from hell, saves your life. He crowns you with love and mercy, a paradise crown. He wraps you in goodness, beauty eternal. He renews your youth. You are always young in his presence. Jeremiah 30:16-17. Everyone who hurts you will be hurt. Your enemies will end up as slaves. Your plunderers will be plundered. Your looters will become loot. As for you, I'll come with healing, curing the incurable, because they all gave up on you and dismissed you as hopeless. That's good for nothing, Zion. Matthew 8:16-17. That evening, a lot of demon-afflicted people were brought to him. He relieved the inwardly tormented. He cured the bodily ill. He fulfilled Isaiah's well-known revelation. He took our illnesses, he carried our diseases. Mark 9:23. Jesus said, if there are no ifs among believers, anything can happen. Hebrews 13:7-8. Appreciate your pastoral leaders who gave you the word of God. Take a good look at the way they live and let their faithfulness instruct you as well as their truthfulness. There should be a consistency that runs through us all. Jesus doesn't change. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, he's always totally himself. James 4:7-10. So let God work his will in you. Yell a loud no to the devil and watch him make himself scarce. Say a quiet yes to God and he'll be there in no time. Quit dabbling in sin. Purify your inner life. Quit playing the field. Hit bottom and cry your eyes out. The fun and games are over. Get serious, really serious. Get down on your knees before the master. It's the only way you will get back on your feet. James 5:13-16. Are you hurting? Pray. Do you feel great? Sing. Are you sick? Call the church leaders together to pray and anoint you with oil in the name of the master. Believing prayer will heal you and God will put you on your feet. And if you have sinned, you'll be forgiven, healed, inside and out. World Scriptures. Leviticus 26:3-5. If you live by my decrees and obediently obey my commandments, I will send the rains in their seasons. The ground will yield its crops and the trees of the field their fruit. You will thresh until the grape harvest, and the grape harvest will continue until planting time. You'll have more than enough to eat and will live safe and secure in your land. Job 36:11. If they obey and serve him, they'll have a good long life on easy street. If they disobey, they'll be cut down in their prime and never know the first thing about life. Psalm 34:10. Young lions on the prowl get hungry, but God seekers are full of God. Psalm 107:33-39. God turned rivers into wasteland, springs of water into sun-baked mud. Luscious orchards became alkali flats because of the evil of the people who lived there. Then he changed wasteland into fresh pools of water, arid earth into springs of water, brought in the hungry and settled them there. They moved in. What a great place to live. They sowed the fields, they planted vineyards, and they reaped a bountiful harvest. He blessed them.
And they prospered greatly. The cattle, the heads of cattle never decreased. Psalm 115:12-16. O God, remember us. Bless us. Bless the families of Israel and Aaron, and remember, and let God bless all who fear God. Bless the small, bless the great. Oh, let God enlarge your families, giving growth to you, growth to your children. May you be blessed by God who made heaven and earth. The heaven of heavens is for God, but he put us in charge of the earth. Proverbs 19, verse 17. Mercy to the needy is a loan to God, and God pays back those loans in full. Jeremiah 29:11. I know what I'm doing. I have it all planned out. Plans to take care of you, not abandon you. Plans to give you the future you hope for. Well, be in order. Daniel 1:17-20. God gave these four young men knowledge and skill in both books and life. In addition, Daniel was gifted in understanding all sorts of visions and dreams. At the end of the time set by the king for their training, the head of the royal staff brought them in to Nebuchadnezzar. When the king interviewed them, he found them far superior to all the other young men. None were a match for Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And so they took their place in the king's service. Whenever the king consulted them on anything, on books or on life, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and enchanters in his kingdom put together. Psalm 3:3-4. But you, God, shield me on all sides. You ground my feet. You lift my head high. With all my might, I shout up to God. He answers thunder from the holy. Psalm 5:12. But you welcome us with open arms when we run for cover to you. Let the party last all night. Stand guard over our celebrations. You are famous, God, for welcoming God seekers, for decking us out in daylight. Proverbs 8:12. I am Lady Wisdom, and I live next to sanity. Knowledge and discretion live just down the street. 3 John 2. And I pray for good fortune in everything you do, and for your good health, that your everyday affairs prosper as well as your soul. Philippians 4:6-7. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers. Letting God know your concerns before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when God displaces worry at the center of your life.
Thank you for your time today. I'll see you again tomorrow on Wellbeing Scriptures for today. God bless you.